Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, the first part of my confession is I am not going to say the name of the podcast.
Nah, come on. You got to say it.
I am not going to say
it. If you don't say it, I'm not playing it.
Oh, yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. You got to say it. You got to tell them where did you get, where's this audio is courtesy of?
A very popular podcast.
Called?
I can't remember.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's it. That's the podcast. Here's the second part of my confession. I don't know what to do with this audio. Like, I was like, I heard it, and part of me was kind of embarrassed, you know, kind of proud of Houston women, kind of not proud of Houston women, kind of worried about CJ Stroud. I don't know what to do with this audio, so I want you to hear it, and you tell me how it makes you feel.
Houston got the fatties, man. James Harden can't help himself in Houston, man. Listen, when I seen that hitchhike with Amber Rose or whatever the f*** he did that time with Amber Rose, I know it was bad for the man. He live in Houston and he's the starting quarterback in Houston. They draining him. They got the thinking he's 36. That's a hard city to live in, especially if you're the star athlete. That's James Harden. The lifestyle in Houston. The strip clubs. The chicken wings at 6 in the morning. The 24-hour strip clubs. The scan. Listen, Houston's a beautiful city. It's very scandalous. I'm telling you, for a 23-year-old QB1 is dangerous out there, man.
That's courtesy of It Is What It Is.
Yeah,
so.
Very popular podcast. That's Cameron. And I'm like, I'm still like, okay, is this a bad thing? Does he know something about, you know, well, obviously he knows something about Houston women because there's a lot of them. And it's a strong group, I'll put it that way. How does this make you feel? Like, he's talking about C.J. Stroud, and there's going to be a lot of temptations, a lot of struggles, et cetera.
I wonder, to me, maybe hit me up. Maybe I might be thinking of this too much, but I don't know if Houston is really like that. I know it's some beautiful women in Houston.
I think that's what he's
talking about.
Of course,
there's a lot of stuff going on.
They're draining him, man.
But he was making it seem like it was Vegas.
Yeah,
like it was like a city, the city of sin, whatever they call it.
Yeah, Sin City.
Yeah, Sin City or something, man. I'm like, man, it is. It's a lot to do here. It's a lot of beautiful women.
Think about being a single man in this city.
Yeah, you can have a good time, man. Yeah. You can really have a good time. But I'm like, dang, would that really throw off an athlete, though?
Single in this city with some money.
Yeah.
And some fame.
I think, honestly, I think it's a concern for any of the big cities. Like, I would say the same thing if C.J. Stroud was actually playing in New York. I know the Jets and the Giants are in New Jersey, but, like, if he was in New York, maybe even L.A., maybe even, like, Chicago, I think just the fact that, like you said, young, famous, rich guy, successful, in a big city with a lot of people around, I think that's the, not specifically Houston, but just any big city, I'd be concerned about my young athlete. I mean, you know, Matt Harvey got in a lot of trouble living in New York and partying and everything, and he coked himself right out of the league.
Matt Harvey.
Yeah, so I think it could happen in any of the big cities. So I get the concern for Stroud.
He's like, they killed James Harden. Yeah.
I think Harden would get in trouble anywhere, right? I mean, he has his jersey retired in the strip clubs. I think he's just a guy that likes the strip clubs.
And then he went on later in that cut to talk about Jaden Daniels' mom wouldn't even be able to help him in Houston. So, do we know how we feel about this yet? I don't.
I think it's, I mean, I would say it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine because if you live in here, you could kind of, the good thing about Houston, you could kind of go outside of Houston.
You can do what you want.
It could be
a fan. You can avoid it.
Look, yeah. It could be a party city type of city. It could be a family type of city.
Mm-hmm.
You could raise, it's a good city to raise a family.
Yeah.
It's not like New York where it's right, just so exactly. busy or something like that.
I've actually said that. I think that's my favorite thing about Houston. I've always said it's whatever you want it to be. If you want to live like the bougie lifestyle, you could do that here. If you want to live a more conservative, save some of your money, like you could do that here. In New York, to your
crazy,
point.
You can.
Right.
Yeah.
New York, to your point, like it's expensive wherever you go, whatever you try to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to raise a family. It's all crazy. Yeah, Houston's got a little bit of everything in that regard. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I think it's a fair concern, but I don't think it's a slight on Houston. Like I said, I think it's any city.
I think at that point, it's about the person. So what is CJ Stroud?
Yeah.
To me, I thought he was kind of like an introvert a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but the whole Amber Rose thing threw everything
That's
off.
That's what he brought. He came back down
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, that kind of threw everything off. It's like, man, is he kind of, is he really be out in these streets?
Yeah.
And just faking the funk a little bit.
That's the thing. Ultimately, I think that's where I'm going to end up. I can't see him like just being, you know, completely bonkers with it, you know, over the top.
Yeah, I don't trust anything since the whole Deshaun Watson thing. I ain't going to lie to you, man. Mm-hmm. That's with anybody. That's no shade or nothing, but it wouldn't surprise me one bit if he was out in these streets like that.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So actually, my confession, I think, ties back to that same podcast because they were going viral again for an old clip with a Bill Hicks bit in relation to this whole Ayesha Curry. Have you guys seen the Curry stuff?
Yeah, I've been seeing her way too much, man.
Yeah, that's my point, or that's my confession. We have lost our way here with all this. And I want to make sure this doesn't come out as sounding like any sort of misogynistic because I don't think it is, but... Her and Kelly Stafford's the other one where she goes on a podcast, talks about how she slept with Matt Stafford's backup quarterback, like to get back at him.
Yeah.
Like, why put that out? That's not doing any good for you, or that doesn't make you or your husband look good. And I think we've gotten to a problem now where everyone has these podcasts and everyone wants these clicks and attention and viral clips that you put a microphone, and I say this knowing that we're talking into microphones, but you put microphones in front of some people and they might think like it's just a conversation, mm-hmm. you and I not realizing like everyone's going to listen to this and
people
it's going to make you
hear
sound.
It.
Yeah, it makes you sound really bad. And for Ayesha Curry to go on a podcast and say, I didn't want kids when she has a bunch of kids and saying, like, I wanted to be a career woman. Steph has kept me from being able to do my career and we don't get each other. I have to go to therapy. She says all these things. This doesn't make anyone look good. How do your kids feel hearing this clip of their mom saying,
right.
like, oh, I don't want any kids. Steph made me have these kids. Yeah. Now I can't be a career-driven woman. I have to stay home.
Yeah and she's been doing this for years,
man.
She's been doing this a long time. I think... It was a clip of her on The View, how she fake act like she was taking the ring off when a big old buff dude come walking in.
Disrespect.
She just, man. And then the thing is, like, I don't know what Steph do. He could be out here wilding too, but he don't be saying nothing.
No, he doesn't.
He don't be on no podcast talking crazy. You don't see him with another, you know, playing around with another woman and all that. He seemed kind of quiet.
Yeah.
But she's the one that's bringing all of this attention to him, where he's like, damn.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, she said like she hates all the attention Steph Curry gets. She wishes she got more attention from guys. It's like, you're a married woman. What are you talking about? She said that in an interview. Like, why are you putting that out on TV?
Yes.
It makes everyone
guys
look
pay
bad.
More attention to me. What?
Yeah, and then that's when she like she lost a lot of weight after that and started dressing like a little more you know, scantily at games. It's like, what are we doing here? This is so weird. I know she wanted to be an actress. You have a great lifestyle where I'm sure she seems to have great kids. Mm-hmm. She seems to have a good husband, millionaire. You could do whatever you want. And by the way, that also allows you to do whatever you want business-wise. She's been in some movies lately that if she wasn't Steph Curry's wife, she would never
be. You can get a nanny for a week, you know, and go do whatever.
She's been giving cooking TV. She wanted to be an actress. She's had TV shows.
Yeah.
She's had restaurants. Mm-hmm. She had one here in Houston that bombed and closed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, you've had opportunities that you wouldn't have otherwise business-wise as well. I don't get it.
Yeah. So this is one thing I really don't get. And so you right now you're looking at the biggest fan of the show. Remember the show Home Improvement?
Oh, yeah.
With Tim Allen and Patricia Richardson and all that. I got to confess, man, I don't understand who keep giving Tim Allen a TV show, man, a sitcom.
He's got
another one.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a spinoff of that, right?
It's like
or a continuation?
Man, all of his damn shows are the same, man.
They are.
This one called Switching Gears.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I've seen the commercial.
I wonder what's that about.
Yeah.
a macho man that like cars.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, that love tools and all this other stuff, man. He had about four different shows, man, that's a spinoff of a spinoff of a spinoff of Home Improvement.
Yeah.
I don't understand how this man keep getting the sitcom job, man.
I've seen the promos and I'm refusing to click because it's going to be so bad.
He didn't have Home Improvement.
Have you seen it?
No, I refuse to see that. Like, I even gave that show, what's it, Last Man Standing?
Yeah.
I gave that a little bit of a chance. Yeah. Like, all right, it's like, it's the same thing.
Stuff.
It's the same thing. They even had Patricia Richardson guest star on there.
I think
one
she's
time.
On this one, too. At least in the promo, I saw her.
Man, I don't understand. I want to know who his agent is, who just keep getting them the same damn show, man.
I always think about the writers, like, well, what'd they do back in 1989? Yeah. Let's just do that again.
Yeah. Yeah. How do we write for Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Let's fire up Home Improvement and see.
Yeah. I mean, forget Toy Story, but him being, I think, Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
He making a career off of just the same damn TV show.
Yeah, off of Home Improvement and then the Santa Clauses, because like they turned that into a show over the last couple of years, too. He reprised that role.
His whole career is Home Improvement, Toy Story, and the Santa Claus, and then the rest of these spinoff sitcoms.
Do anything after Buzz Lightyear?
Oh,
just sit at home and open the mailbox.
But this brother, this brother just want to keep playing the mail. he just want to play a macho man and love cars and tools.
Yeah.
All day long.
Okay. I have to admit though, I do love Tim Allen. Like if he's in it, I'm probably gonna tune in.
I am not gonna watch this. The
stuff's usually likable enough. I don't know.
Yeah, listen, I'm a Home Improvement guy. I love that show, man. I don't know a lot of people that love that show.
Yeah.
But I was always tapped into that show.
Yeah,
I just can't do it, man. We need to give it a rest. We need to do a drama or something, man. Yeah. You keep doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got another dead body.
Oh, boy.
Wait, what?
We got another dead body. Want to see a dead body?
Mike McDaniel?
No. Go to one of the bayous in Houston. This is getting terrifying. Oh, yeah. Did you see this? As of today, this is the 16th confirmed body in one of the bayous in Houston. This one, not too far from my house, actually. White Oak Bayou near Taylor Street and I-10 this morning. Another body, they're searching. Maybe they found it by now, for another body. This makes 16, and in the last month, 6. And then they kind of profiled identities. It's like a 21-year-old white guy, a 43-year-old black guy, a 63-year-old Hispanic, 66-year-old woman, 24-year-old guy, unidentified black woman under 30. Dude, you can tell me all you want that you don't think this is a serial killer or they're connected. I am not going to believe another word that officials are saying as, quote, rumors spread. Rumors? That's 6 in a month in the bayous, 16 this year in the bayous.
Jeez.
How do people expect us to believe this?
Yeah, especially when you come out and say, there's nothing to worry about here.
They're unrelated, probably unrelated. What? Are you kidding?
That's crazy.
Same profiles, different identity, different types of
different people,
backgrounds, cultures,
ages,
all that stuff.
Yeah, this is going to send me down a Reddit rabbit hole. Looking into, there's always great investigators, people, just regular people that investigate these true crime stuff. Let's get some theories going on what we think is happening here, because that is crazy. That's obviously a lot of bodies. Stay safe out there. But
officials urge caution as rumors spread. Rumors? I don't.
These are facts.
No way they're not connected, man. Six in a month, all in the bayous found.
I know.
Oh, here's another quote. There is no evidence that there is a serial killer loose on the streets of Houston, said Mayor John Whitmire. All right. Keep telling yourself that.
Yeah. Yeah. This is really interesting. It's crazy. It is crazy. It's interesting. I'll have to dig in and see what the
you're going to be in a Reddit.
Oh, absolutely. That's what the rest of my day is going to be. On Reddit, see what all the theories are, if they find any connections to these people or the dates or anything. What's going on?
Yeah.
Let's get some groundwork going here. That's great. Stay safe. Hey, it's a good thing that it's football season. You can stay inside and just watch football for the next 2 months and not put yourself out there in potential danger. Stay safe out there.
Yeah.
Hey, it's time for a U of H giveaway. Caller number 7 right now, you win 4 tickets to the Cougars game against Arizona on October 18th. And tickets are courtesy of the University of Houston. That phone number, 713-572-4610. Caller number 7 right now, win 4 tickets to the Cougars game against Arizona on October 18th. Give us a call, get some tickets. In the meantime, when we come back, court is in session. It's time for Judge John Lopez. We'll do it next in The Loop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.